Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we say hello to you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, WTBR, and 88.1 in Lee, WSBR. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful Sunday morning listeners. I hope everybody's having a good day, and I hope you enjoy our show today.
I do too, Farmer.
As you should every week.
As I should every week.
All right. We work very hard at putting the best music for our weekend.
We do. We play the Rum Jacks for you this week. We prepare it for them. We prepare it for Celtic Thunder and Michael McGoldrick and my favorite, the UCD Choral Scholars. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to go all about the place today with some Christy Moore, some Irish Rovers, and you too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we'll be starting off today's show with Josh Buckley and Bernard Butler.
Flower tattoos are infected. There's some bathing in the rain. In a world where love is lost and loners, I'm on a quest to find love again. I have 7 red rose tattoos, 7 years of a lost childhood. In a world where love is lost and loners, I'm on a quest to find love again. Silkworms born in a black velvet fur, crystallize then disappear. I am overcome with slumber. Till I wake to shed my skin. Watch my memories fall away. I have 7 red tree. I'm on a quest to find love again. I'm on a quest to find love again. Quest to find love again.
Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear. What is right and what is wrong, by the law, by the law. What is right and what is wrong, by the law. What is right and what is wrong, a short sword and the long, a weak arm and the strong, for to draw, a weak arm and the strong for to draw. What makes heroic strife, fame the far, fame the far. What makes heroic strife, fame the far. What makes heroic strife, to end this assassin's life, or hunt a parent's life, bloody war, bloody war. Or hunt a parent's life with bloody war. Then leave your skin unstained in the state. Then leave your skin alone in the state. Then leave your skin alone on the door to rise in sight. Then leave a man alone, leave a man alone to his fate. And leave a man alone to his fate. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name. Heroic strife, fame the far, fame the far. What makes heroic strife, fame the far. What makes heroic strife, to end this assassin's life, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war, or hunt a parent's life with bloody war.
Hey!
Nílse Inála from Mairead in Triona, na Donal, with the inevitable Donal Looney, basically meaning I can't get my act together. That's the name of the song.
Oh.
Cheerfully.
Cheerfully.
And then up there we heard a different version, a shorter version, emphasizing different language from Varro with the Ye Jacobites by Name tune, which we play frequently on this show. But we've never played the version by Varro, so that was good to hear that. And before that, we heard from Josh Buckley, who's a woman, I should say, and Bernard Butler with Seven Rose Tattoos. And that's from the album For All the Days That Tear Our Heart.
Huh.
Very dramatic title, don't you think?
Yeah.
So I just want to mention, and I'll mention it again, that Saturday is the championship fest that we're having for the Breffni School of Irish Dance. It'll take place at St. Mark's School on the extension there behind the church, beginning at noonish. If you it's too late if you want to participate, but if you want to contribute or others help out with the setting up and the sitting down, of which there is a considerable task, give me a call at 413-770-7512. You also might want to stop by the dance studio that we have now in the Allendale Shopping Center there where Joanne's Fabrics used to be. That's over there.
Actually, you're in the building with the Armed Forces used to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have demountable walls.
Demountable.
I've been practicing all week to say that. Demountable walls means we can take them down and put them back up depending on our needs.
Yes.
So having said that, so I went up to the office and got the Irish paintings that were up there to bring down there. And so we'll go from there.
There you go.
So you're going to play something for us, Farmer.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with the Irish Rovers.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Oh, my father was an Ulster man, broad Protestants was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born and things got rather tough.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
With mother every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll. Then after that the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For both sides tried to claim me, but I was smart because I'd play the flute or play the harp depending where I was.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
One day me ma's relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight, and me being strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Now my parents never could agree about my time of school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God rest them, but left me caught between that awful colour problem of the orange and the green.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Thank you.
maybe I'm right and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't go singing this song. But a jury decided, and you may as well, that a fella like me should be roasting in hell. For his name was O'Rourke, and he had a terrible passion for work. Oh, in Mars and space, he took all he could see. Though he never was greedy, he gave it to me.
Oh, with a yuck eye,
yuck till I fall,
yuck eye,
yuck till I die. One day at the work, I went running for a smoke. The door burst open, and there stood O'Rourke. Me, ma, and that was far worse.
Well, when he jumped on my throat and it gave me a fright, I was quick on my feet, though a step to the right.
Well, there was nothing to stop him, this terrible man, till he landed on his top with his head in the pan.
With a yuck eye,
yuck till I fall,
yuck eye,
yuck till I die.
Well, I was trembling with fear as a CT of blood. I looked down. So that his place were all marked.
But I knew it was certain to upset his wife, for they'd never been dirty a day in his life.
He would have to be cleaned up before he went home, or else he could never have faced this weekend.
Cause it was in his place, was the worst of his plight, for his head was still stuck there, a terrible sight.
But with a
yuck
eye,
yuck to the fall,
yuck eye,
yuck till I die.
Oh, I looked down upon him and buckled my belt. You never could feel the compassion I felt.
I'll wash all his clothes with the words that I said. I can, while I'm uprooted, I'll wash the man's head.
fondly we remember the old house they filled with love. How even through the hard times they were close as close could be, just like the kindred spirits they will forever be. Their love was as deep as the ocean, flying higher than eagles would dare, as strong as the mountains in Donegal, as soft as a morning. I can smell the baking bread. I can hear my father singing as he tucked us into bed. They shared the load together. They were proud as proud could be. And now those kindred spirits will share eternity.
That was a great voice of Celtic Thunder, which you're all familiar with if you've ever been to an Irish festival. They attended those regularly. And before that, you heard from the Rumjacks with a rousing version, I thought, of the new tune was The Foreman O'Rourke from their Saint Preserveth album. And you got his first, Farmer.
I did. I started this one off with The Orange and the Green by the Irish Rovers. And that came off their 50-year collection album.
Mm.
That's got a lot of good songs on it, though.
I guess.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
So are you going to play us our next song, too?
I am. It's going to be Christy Moore.
Christy Moore.
Christy Moore.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision and I followed where the wind, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of spans of hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, wherein my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spansel Hill to amuse a passing fancy
I lay down on the ground, where all my school companions and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, oh, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Mylan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came to sport and to kill. There were curious combinations at the cross of Spansel Hill. Then I went to see me old neighbours to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend me bridges when I lived in Spansel. Flying visit to my first and only love. She's white as any lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, said, Johnny, I love you still. Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter, she's the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I stooped and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. And the cock, it crew in the morning, oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walked in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
Thank you.
pulling double duty. The UCD Choral Scholars, so they are. But before we run off to hear Derek Warfield in his version of Fighting Tom Sweeney, this little bit of Irish history. On October 1st, Daniel O'Connell held what would be the last of his, quote, monster meetings in Mullamast, County Kildare. These were enormous rallies held all over Ireland aimed at solidifying support for repeal of the Union of Great Britain and Ireland. The largest was in Tara, County Meath, traditionally the seat of the High Kings of Ireland, on the 15th of August, 1843, which was also the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which added an extra level of significance. Estimates were at the time between 750,000 and 1 million people attended in 1843. This is during the height of the famine. So the meeting in Mullinas drew about 500,000 people. The site was that of a historic event that loomed large for the Catholics of Kildare and Ireland as a whole. The Nation newspaper wrote, "Mullinas has been selected for this great meeting as the scene of a massacre atrocious even for the Saxon." The Earl of Sussex, shortly after the Reformation, having invited 400 chieftains to Leinster to a conference on this hill, murdered them all in cold blood. At the event, O'Connell was presented with a cap of liberty of green velvet and gold created by the sculptor John Hogan and the historical author Henry McManus. Addressing the crowd, the charismatic leader said, quote, "I accept with the greatest alacrity the high honor you have done me in calling me to the chair of this majestic meeting. I feel more honored than I have ever did in my life, with one single exception, and that related to, if possible, an equally majestic meeting at Tara. I am leaving England to the English, Scotland to the Scots. We must have Ireland for the Irish. Stand by me. Join with me. I will say, be obedient to me, and Ireland shall be free." So says O'Connell, Daniel O'Connell, on his last or monster meeting on the 3rd of October, 1843. So we're going with number three, Farmer. Number two.
Yeah, no, over the right side.
Number 11.
Well, I am a modern hero. My name is Paddy Kearney. Not long ago I landed from the bogs of Sweet Killarney. I used to cry out so fat because that was my trade, sir, till I listed for a soldier boy with Corcoran's brigade, sir, for to fight for Uncle Sam. He'll lead us on to glory, ho, he'll lead us on to glory, ho, to save the stripes and stars. For once in a regimentals, me mind indeed bewilder, I bid goodbye to Biddy dear and all the darling childer. Oh, says I, the Irish volunteers, the devil I one afraid is, because we've got the soldier bold McClellan for to lead us, for to fight for Uncle Sam. He'll lead us on to glory, ho, he'll lead us on to glory, ho, to save the stripes and stars. We soon got into battle, we made a charge of bayonets. The rebel blackguards soon gave way, they fell as thick as peanuts. Ach, on the slaughter that we made, with that it was delighting. For the Irish lads in action, there the devil's boys were fighting. They'll fight for Uncle Sam. He'll lead us on to glory, ho, he'll lead us on to glory, ho, to save the stripes and stars. Thank you. until the South comes back again beneath the starry banner. And if John Bull should interfere, he'd suffer for it truly, for soon the Irish volunteers would give him Mally Mooly.
Oh, they'll fight for Uncle Sam, he'll lead us on to glory, oh, he'll lead us on to glory, oh, to save the stripes and stars.
And now before I end my song, this free advice I'll tender. We soon will use the rebels up and make them all surrender. And once again the stars and stripes will to the breeze be swelling, if Uncle Abe will give us back our darling boy McClellan.
We'll follow little Mac, he'll lead us on to glory, oh, he'll lead us on to glory, oh, to save the stripes and stars. He'll lead us on to glory, oh, he'll lead us on to glory, oh, to save the stripes and stars.
Very pleasant summer's morning, when everything was bright and gay, the birds sang out their notes so charming, and I myself was as glad as they. I dressed myself in my Sunday suit, washed my face and combed my hair, greased my brogues and sallied forth for to spend the day at Carmel Fair. Back for the tour, laddie, whack for the tour, alurulay. Whack for the tour, alurulay. Whack for the tour, alurulay. When I arrived at the town of Carmen, crowds of people thronged the street. Some were dressed in silk and satin, some wore big brogues upon their feet. Some had hankies round their heads, with their feet and legs completely bare. Such a comical sight as you ever did see, as I saw that day at Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. As I was passing them by in masses, examining them as I went along, looking at the fancy dresses, I spied a maid among the throng. Her smile was sweet, her figure neat, and grand was the dress that she did wear. I thought there was no one there that day to compare with her at Carmel Fair. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. I invited her in to have a treat, and she agreed without a frown. So off we went with one consent to an alehouse up in Carmel Town. I called for a pint of good strong sherry, and down in the snug we went and sat. Us two became both blight and merry, and I counted myself a lucky brat. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. Whack for the tour, allure, laddie, whack for the tour, allure, lay. When in my arms I held her folded, and kissing her lips as I thought no sin. And all of a sudden the door burst open, and a big rough man came thundering in. He says, "You damned infernal ruffian, how dare you lay your hands on me wife?"
He began to give me such a baiting, I feared to God he would take me life. Whack for the tour, a lure, laddie, whack for the tour, a lure, lay. Whack for the tour, a lure, laddie, whack for the tour, a lure, lay. Oh, husband dear, bait him well, says she. He kissed me, squeezed me, and pulled me hair. I was the lad paid well for the day I spent with his wife at Carmen Fair. Now all young lads who want a bride of unknown females, now beware. Mind the disgrace that happened to me in the damned deceitful Carmen Fair. Whack for the tour, a lure, laddie, whack for the tour, a lure, lay. Whack for the tour, a lure, laddie, whack for the tour, a lure, lay.
We'll be right back.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. Stay tuned into our show again next week, as we always say, and I hope everybody has a good week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.